Like, it was an absolute shock, obviously, and, you know, he's a very nice lad. He's very much a modest player off the field, and he's very much a sort of a real Lionheart on the field, and I think the club is absolutely stunned, just to use the word you're after using yourself. It's surreal, like a 27-year-old. I actually went to school with his father, so I was, close to him from that point of view as well. As far as very much like him, just a dude, absolute gentleman. The football community, obviously, are shocked by it because he was so popular. He led the team on the field, and he was very much a character that young players looked up to for his total dedication to the football club. Like, I'm sure Ryan has been offered deals by other clubs in Ireland, but he was from the Brandywell area. He lived very close to the ground. He walked to the matches and walked home after the matches. So, you know, I would say he was really strongly tied to Derry City Football Club.
And it really was the realisation of his childhood dreams to play for the Candy Stripes, wasn't it?
Well, I think he was selected by Declan Devine 4 years ago to be the captain of the team. And he absolutely was delighted with that, and so were the fans. And he's turned out to be an excellent captain. You couldn't get more commitment on the field than some of the tackles he would go into. He was absolutely fearless. And I think the amount of texts and tweets and phone calls we've had from all our football clubs in Ireland, North and South, and overseas, it's hugely respected by all the football fraternity.
The president of Ireland led the tributes. That's just how far this goes. The shock, as you mentioned, unbelievable is the word. And I'm sure when people started to see, as many would have, these images coming up on social media last night with pictures of him, first of all, and death of young player, I'm sure there were people saying this just couldn't be true.
Well, I think it was disbelief. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Bonkana tragedy, in which Josh Daniels, one of our players, obviously lost a lot of members of his family. And I think everybody was thinking about that this particular weekend. And then to get a text last night about 8 o'clock or half 8, whatever time it was, just to hear about Ryan, it is beyond belief. I don't know what Lexi and his father and his three sisters are going through, but we'll certainly have the full support of the football club and the Greater Northwest.